into the presentation by China. We'll have questions and answers at the end of the speakers. I'm pleased to indicate that Mr. Guo, from the China National Space Administration, is with us. He is the Vice Administrator of this Space Administration and Director General of the First Department of System Engineering of Commission of Science, Technology and Industry for National Defense, of PRC. He graduated from the Harbin College of Military Engineering and has held a number of posts of Vice Director of Research, Institute of the Ministry of Aerospace Industry, Director General of the Department of Scientific Research and Manufacture of China Aerospace Corporation. So we have a new organization that has been established in China, and I'm looking forward to hearing what Mr. Guo has to tell us about how that is shaping up.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, thank Dr. Deutsch for his kind introduction on me. And on behalf of Mr. Luan Enjie, Chief of New China National Space Administration, I would like to express our sincere gratitude to the host of the 49th IAF Congress and wish it a great success. Mr. Chairman, let me take this opportunity to briefly introduce to you the China National Space Administration, CNSA. Original CNSA was established in 1993 and restructured this year in the course of the ongoing government reform led by new Premier Zhu Rongji. CNSA as a government agency will be no longer a combination of a government institution and economic entities, and separated from existing China Aerospace Corporation. New CNSA will assume government functions and powers, and will not be directly involved in economic activities. CNSA is mainly responsible for national space policy making, the foundation of the development strategy, and the planning of the space industry. CNSA is also responsible for the promotion of international space cooperation. The priority of CNSA is to develop space science, technology, and space application for the purpose of peaceful use of outer space, so as to meet the needs of economical growth and sustainable development, and for the benefits of the Chinese people and the human being. Mr. Chairman, and dear colleagues, while approaching to the new century, China National Space Administration is willing to strengthen its cooperation with other space agencies. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Guo.